Praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, right in shalom. Amen. There are two things I need. Amen. From now till I take my seat. Amen. I need, number one, a good sound. Amen. I need what? A good sound. Number two, I need the military kind of rapt attention. Amen. I don't want any kind of movement. More fan chairman. That's how I am. Amen. I don't preach from paper. I preach from above. When you get up, I lose connection. Hallelujah. Pastor Matthias here. So, finish every movement. Let all movement cease until I am done. Amen. 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 The Bible says, let all things be done decently and in order. Amen. I was here for midday. Erade enchia. Every Ghana. Emma Munina. Amen. Medinchia free me. You didn't name my home. I'm a banana. I have a beautiful wife. Amen. I'm saying this because I could preach your baby. Now, Obi Bama, I said, Pastor, can I pray about you? And I'm saying, pray for me, but don't pray about me. Amen. Meden Chiasu Free, CAC Ghana, Emma Munyana. Me pese me jina, Ebusiana Naimo, Edamwa Sibi Bray. Adam Uja Apostle Kindness Asenka, Yewaha. But you may do any doors. Amen. And more, a mother boano, or share a mother share no, or summa a mother summa no, a tiny a mother tiny no, or do a mother door no. I mean, Obia, who said, Mr. Kanichi, Obia and Timin Dono said yes, yeah. Amen. But all those work together for our good. Amen. Radin Shiramu Bebre, you are very wonderful people. This is a very wonderful church. And I love to be here. Hallelujah. May I salute your pastor, I salute the leaders, and I salute the members of this church. Hallelujah. Radia Dom and Kosunya Kasia Ewa sorry. So amen. Mamma banana, na me can't say me chile mo. Ubenya mi fiya. Bibinti na waba. Nyani nyina. Mumu bi wa hoa, mubenya mi fiya na mwaya ti se iron rod. Stiff and rigid. Opening prayer will not move you. Worship will not move you. Praises will not move you. Pearls of heaven will not move you. Preaching will not move you. Nothing will move you. Ubeyede. Amen. And there are some of you are, even when you are supposed to smile, na preach and then nimbo when you are not going to start off. When the children were performing, na me heard, there are some of you, no matter what the Holy Ghost will do, nothing will make you happy. I don't know what is wrong, but I only pray that may God deliver you. Amen. Amen. I mean, back at home in Kumasi, there are times, once in a month, the last Sunday of every month, I don't preach in church. I only share jokes, and I make people dance, choreography, and then we cut cake, we laugh. And you see, laughing is one of the things that can change your destiny. Amen. Syria. And yet, if you're number nine, Holy Ghost, no. No. There are times you need to come to church, just laugh off and go home. That is deliverance. Amen. Amen. Take part in everything. Amen. Take part. Amen. Obi ti wo se asa we ni Bible mu. Ukuro me wo Bible man ka ofri ho. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ye de niam bi a chechiri ye hu. Ama urade animo nyam ntimi dead. E wo ya Bible. Open yourself up. Na urade ntimi shall. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Before I preach, there are two things I want to talk about. There is somebody here with a name, Esirifi Menu. Is there somebody like that in the church? Is there somebody in this church? Yes, I've seen. The Lord has just taken me to a place, and the name is written there. But one man, sorry, one man there. Okay. Amen. I'm coming to preach. There are two things. Amen. And those of you who were here on Friday, I told you, the Lord says, shut up. Keep quiet. Say ye be ye di amewrade esi na safo ana wa kone ko a enkunim di be ye dia. Number 2, I spoke about bitterness. Patomunim bitterness. Ya odie. And I told you say adie ba ko a ewi onipa ngosra wo ka Bible a. One thing that dries the oil is bitterness. Samuel, Odifo Samuel, Adia man and Mosra echo from a Yaudi. When Yameka Samuel says, so no, you're here, you're here, down for Odidima or Bidin, Minya, Messimin Pen, Maduna, yes, was who were. There are times we want, you see, the body of Christ today, the church of today. You see, ye the nyankopon aye TV, and we the church are the remote control. We want to tune God to the channel where we want. So that ye person nyame eshen komono, no ne ye di nyame ato. And we have forgotten the scripture that says, your ways are not my ways. There are some of you that want this machine here to be white by hook or crook. There are some of you that want this wall to be painted blue by hook or crook. Not until it is painted blue, you will never concentrate on the things of God in your life. But let God have his way so that you can be a blessing. Amen. And told of you a while. That day, God will come in a cool wind. Amen. Amen. The church of today, and let me tell you something. I am preparing a message. When I get to Ghana, when I hit Ghana, that's the message I'm going to start preaching. I miss home. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach a message entitled, make for us our own God. The Bible says, this is not what I'm going to preach today, but I'm just telling, I'm advising the church. The Bible says, when Moses went up the mountain to pray, the people of Israel went to Aaron and said, Master, we have been in this church for too long a time. Na ye kasa musumuntie yebi. Debia binumu de na modi adwuma eneso aduru yeso yen yen na wo wo mu bi edan no ye be se carpet se mutie yen yanka aye yie eno mu kokka chire Aaron se hwe de mu ye ne be yanka aye yie mu ma yin nyame foforo ena Aaron tie wo mu he. There are times, pastors, there are times we do things not because God has told us, but because of pressure from you and because we want to sustain you. no kure na meka kire. But the truth is that we may please you and sustain you, but it may not be a blessing for you. Aaron said, "Samanye di omo pe na Mose ba na anti message ya sori amawu." And the Bible said, "Aaron ye di omo pe." Now, do you know something? There is something about we pastors members don't know. We know how to reconcile with God quickly. So for I am from Zona as a for mano a Canada part while folk when one. That is why it is dangerous to come between God and his anointed. We know how to run. When Aaron made the gods for the people, whilst they were worshiping the images, God, forgive me, pressure from the people. Study scripture. When the punishment came, Aaron was excluded. And the people were suffering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those of you who came here on Friday, I told you, see, my father put suit on me. I wish that man had put a dollar on me. So that instead of preaching, because the church members have become troublesome all over the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm just advising you. There are some kind of Maka Chiremon. Amen. Can I preach?
Yes.
Can I preach?
Yes.
Can I preach?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, John. Now it's only 2 minutes. Hallelujah. So when you menu way to I'm a person to be now. If those of you were here on Friday, if you have your seed, through the song, just come and drop the seed. Amen. Father, as we sing this song, I bring, what's the name? I mentioned a certain name. What was it? I bring this person unto your throne. To me, biara achichire ne nipa. This is a time of liberation. I speak deliverance and I declare freedom and your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So with me, I pay down Sakosu. Nakase, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Let's shout it one more time. Trust and obey. Let us trust him now. For let's go. To be happy in Jesus, but to trust him. Let's trust him now. Oh, sing a song like tender for me. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. But to trust and obey. Metia sia. Meti mao.
Who bet me a play down Sako Snow?
Samuwa.
Let's see my world.
Mia Ute Mitiasia Mitchi Makuru Rubusia. Father, we thank you. We live for you. It is in you we live and move and have our being. Speak your word this morning.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Take your seat. Omonsem nema Yeshua, bonsem kasiya pa. I thought we could clap louder than this one. Your clap is a weapon. The Bible says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Your clap is not carnal. Your shout is not carnal. Your clap is not carnal. Your shout is not carnal. Can I have somebody shout unto God? Can I have somebody shout unto God? Can I have somebody shout? Shout for breakthrough. Shout for miracle. Shout for power. Shout for favor. Shout for mercy. Makarabosia. Ah! Hey! 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 Ha! Your miracle is coming. Your breakthrough is coming. Your healing is coming. Favor is coming. Power is coming. Anointing is coming. Marriage is coming. Job is coming. Receive it now. Amen. Who is a nurse here? A nurse. Come, nurse. I'm not going to prophesy. I'm asking you something. Any nurse here? One, come. Only one. I'm only asking you a question. Oh, that's a beautiful nurse. My wife is a nurse too. Nurses are beautiful. I prayed all my life that I'll marry a nurse. To come here and your nurse crank, I'm the best one. Amen. Cassandra Khan. Amen. You know, if someone is brought to you in the hospital. Not all fear. Obey anything. After that?
Omaninidi.
Omaninidi. After that?
You give him something to stop it.
Something like?
Anti-fear.
Yeah, no, dear, I meant to America for no more. And then, can I get a brofone and I meant to? Yehovah. Mango scoop papa. Okay. Wow. I know this lady is a good cook. Okay. You are. Okay. Do you know what is called Maggi? You know Maggi? Have you used some before? What does it do?
It gives it a nice taste.
It gives you the nice taste. Now, may I then make my bro, no inky be womb. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Who told you?
My mom.
Your mom. Okay. And who told you? That's something you say, anti something. Who told you to give to the patient?
We learned it in school.
So your tutor told you. Thank you. Sit down. Clap for both of them. Amen. The next time I am born into this world, I will want to be a military officer. Not because of their uniform, but because of one statement. The reign superior in the military. When you go to the camp of the army, there is something we call do before you complain. I love that statement. Amen. This morning, I don't know what you will call my message. But by the time I finish preaching, one kasa ube how you call the message. Amen. But there is something. Enemabi essential ingredients. I am on Yamin Shira. Ebba weni paso. Ayire fi asafo no mo. Mame no so ye nurse no. Enuro no modema ye hospital no ebi na eku ye no. Sana mana ya wari wo mo mo no aduane ma ye di no. They are killing us softly. The reason, and I say, ladies and gentlemen, when Cassandra was growing, ni mama tire no say, "What the magi go aduane mu a ye de." I don't know her mom, but I know say Cassandra ever goes to akonanim atane mama. But let me tell you, na education background nyina ti no, she never bothered to do a research into the lies her mother had told her when she was young about Maggie. Yet, she is ready to put Maggie into sauce for her husband to chop. The same thing applies to the nurse. The same thing applies to the engineer. When I ask the sound engineers why my voice is going through these speakers without a wire, they are going to tell me all sort of things. They will talk about waves which they themselves have never seen with their eyes. They don't know what they are talking about. They are talking about something that somebody wrote 100 years ago. They are talking about something that the author who wrote it is dead and gone. But ladies and gentlemen, because they trust books in the libraries, they know and they believe what they have read. Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves in a generation where people trust books they read more than the word of God. People trust the statement of their mothers more than the word of God. People trust their tutors more than their pastors. But I came to tell you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, if there is one thing that God is looking for from the church today, it is obedient without questioning. Obedience without questioning. When I was in the secondary school, my physics teacher taught me a subject and I didn't understand. I went to him. Because I'm saying, mentias here, or catch them and say, what do you think? A sini shibi. Amen. Now, Papa, no catch them and say, me na mi ye teacher nino, mentias here. Me, Papa, 3 years, kana, I was pushed with money and I'm a pastor. Me, yes, I'm Sibiu. It is said, you also be fan on. You either chew and go and pour. Na tena hose obeti asie. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, the medical doctors you visit in the hospitals, they have books they refer to. When you went to the hospital and the medical doctor told you, say, you have cancer. Who told you, ladies and gentlemen? That doctor has told you have cancer because he sat down for somebody to teach him. He read a book that told him that if you see this sign plus that sign, it means the person has cancer. There are many times the doctors have diagnosed wrongly. Ladies and gentlemen, they have lied to people, not because they have the facts. What they are doing is try and error, but because they believe their tutors, because they believe their lecturers, they are out
doctor administering poisonous chemicals to people, ladies and gentlemen. I remember one night I was sleeping with my wife around 2 a.m. Then she had a call from her doctor. The doctor was on the afternoon shift with my wife, called my wife and said, Judith, did you administer the drug I prescribed? Then my wife said, no. Then the doctor said, I thank God. Why? He had prescribed the wrong medication. And when my wife saw the dose, she saw that this one, there's something wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people are dying because of wrong medication. But why? The people have read books. Some of the books don't apply in our time. Some of the books are archaic. Some of the things do not work for generation. But ladies and gentlemen, this morning I want to present to you a book. The Bible says it is from the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. It carries the power of God. I want to present to you a book. The Bible says that it is sharper than two-edged sword. The Bible says that book has the power to heal. I send forth my word to heal your infirmities. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall read and meditate upon it and be careful to do everything that is inside. So shall your way be prosperous. You have read accounting book, I know. You have read the costing book, I know. You have read so many books, I know. But if you are looking for prosperity, the Bible says it is in the word of God. I am calling for a crusade this morning. Let people arise and obey the word of God without question. We look for explanation. Ladies and gentlemen, all that the church is saying, Pastor, I don't understand. Church members come to church and they say, Pastor, where is the offering? Where is the tithe? But they don't go to their lecturer to ask the source of the information. I came to tell you, I have no explanation for you. The word of God is final. It is written. Believe it or not, He is God. Your perception will not change the power of God. Your unbelief will not change God. I came to tell somebody, obey the word of God. The psalmist said, trust and obey. That is the only way that you can be happy. Obedience. Obedience. Some of you cannot question your lecturers. Yes, you come to question the pastor. Some of you cannot question your director. Yes, you come to question the pastor. Some of you cannot question your mother. Yet you come to question the pastor. I am sick and tired of a statement in the congregation. Let pastor explain. Otherwise, we will explode. Let pastor explain. Otherwise, we will not come to church again. Let pastor explain. Otherwise, I won't give tithe again. Let pastor explain. Otherwise, I will not give offering again. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not here for your offering. Whether you give offering or not, the Bible says, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. We don't have any explanation for you. It is the word of God. The Bible said in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Obedience. When I finished school and I came to work, I realized to some extent how useless my university lecturers were. Because I did a survey and I realized that all of the things they taught me, not even 10% appeared in the kind of work I did. Yet, we believed what they taught us. And we did not question them. But here is a generation in church. Nyameka asemwa yepenchiremu. Nyameka asemwa yepent. Yepese, sofu wanchire yasia ebepai. Sofu asemwa yepese wanchire yasia. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a church. And ne uko preach wa sorry mua. Hey, We pastors have to tell you the truth, because now we find it difficult to move in the direction of the Holy Spirit. Because, ladies and gentlemen, who move in the direction of the Holy Spirit? Headquarters. Why? Because you have preached the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I am praying and I am calling for a generation that will open up their spirit and say, Lord, whatever your word says, we will receive it with joy. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't preach to favor you. We don't preach because you are there. Now we want to speak the oracles of God. Jeremiah said, Lord, I am a kid. How can I prophesy? And God said, you will only say the things I tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not here this morning telling you things that I want to tell you, but I am speaking the oracles of God. I am speaking the intentions of God. I am speaking the mind of God. You have to take it. Matthew chapter 7. The Bible said, the first Bible reading you did, right? Bible say yes. And all church. They will do by being or say, Muntie, I mean proverb. How do you say proverb? Abebu Samwa, me beken. Now yes, you catch that one say. One Sunday morning, two groups of people came to church. And the pastor preach the word of God. And when they closed, the church segregated into two categories of people. The first category, whilst they were going home, all that they were saying, this word of God is powerful. They told themselves, our very existence and our livelihood depends on this word. And they said, we shall be careful to observe everything that pastor has told us today. And whilst they were discussing this, the Bible said, the Holy Ghost released a tag on them called wise people. Ladies and gentlemen, God is saying the wisest people on earth are the people who obey his word. The professors are not the wisest people. The intellectuals are not the wisest people. But the people who understand the word of God. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, let not a man boast in his strength. Let not a man boast in his might. Let not a man boast in his wisdom. Let not a man boast in the fact that he has money. But let him boast in the fact that he knows and he understands God. And of way, because of way, people are searching for God with money, but they cannot find him. But you have found God by grace. People want to sing, but they cannot sing. You sing by grace. We are what we are by grace. We move by grace. We eat by grace. We dance by grace. We work by grace. Ladies and gentlemen, and the Bible says, it's not by might, it's not by power, it is not by your certificate, it is not by your hometown, it is not by your background, it is not by your identity. The Bible says, the race is not to the swift, neither the battle to the stronger, but the Lord Jehovah that showeth mercy. It is the mercy of God that will prosper you. It is not your paycheck, it is not your hours, it is not your business, but the blessing of the Lord maketh a man rich. And you are hoarding. And you are hoarding. A yardum. The Bible says, a binum, yes, you from saying, Yansa for. Or more confusion. And almost say, as semi a your boar, we will build our house on the rock. Jesus was not talking about your four-bedroom house in Ghana. Now, Edu Lentona, I'm in the sin. That is not Jesus was talking about. Jesus was not talking about your six-bedroom house in America, then Tabodine. That I don't know why they do
building here with Tabuda. When you knock on the building in America, it is cold. I don't understand. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus was not talking about that kind of building. But the building Jesus was talking about is your marriage. The building Jesus was talking about are your children. The building Jesus was talking about is your job. The building Jesus was talking about is that good thing that gives you life. Oh my God, La Brondi and you prosper.
The Bible says another group. That's another group. Ha. One more coffee. I say myself a pretty name. One year. Now that's off better my minimum. Ebe pie. Kwasi asem na esi asofu na aba no mudi te ho asem na odi preach. They moved in their own wisdom and understanding, and they decided, say, they will marry their own way. Wo bre nyame asem enim. They decided, say, they will work without paying tithe, because it is their certificate that gave them the job, not the pastor. So as they were going home, they were having discussions. I won't pay that again. And you'll be in the Dimba Krumha. I apostle the Dimba Krumha and come with tickets, Kanasa. Amen. Pentecost, for your much, I say, me preaching. Me say, me nya time. And now I suffer. And tini pa kro du ba krumha. Tini tickets, Kanasa. I will be sure. Say, Baba, my time is up. I miss my wife. I need to go. Amen. Other four, when they were going home, they said all kinds of things. The Bible said, Kase one day. Ebusiafwe, no kure, sese ye pe mu kachere mo nyame mane se. Ube ye Kristo niya, ne nchere se o niya man yente mate. The Bible said, these two groups of people, after gossiping and saying all kinds of things, like most of you do, they went home. Then one day, all of a sudden, without announcement, without CNN information, without tornado warning, the Bible says suddenly, everybody says suddenly, the Bible says Jesus was on the boat with the disciples. And when they were not expecting anything, the Bible says, suddenly there arose a great storm. Ladies and gentlemen, many of you think, money or how enter mate because you pray. But let me tell you something. The Bible says, do you know somebody who is a righteous man? Take me to his house and I will show you what makes him a righteous man are the afflictions that have come upon him. What makes him a righteous man are the problems that he's going through. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the good news is that the afflictions will come back, the sickness will come back, the pain will come, the sorrow will come, but the hand of the Lord will bring deliverance. I prophesy deliverance upon somebody's life. If I be a man of God, I pray that let the hand of God deliver you from your sickness. Let the hand of the Lord deliver you from your pain. Let the hand of the Lord deliver you from your frustration. In the mighty name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord delivers them out of them all.
Oh, Christo, Nina, and so here to know.
David wrote a psalm in Psalm 68. I like that psalm. Psalm 66, verse 9. He said, "For you, O Lord, has tested us." Oh, be a tree, wait till I come. You just touch it, and then I'll continue. Or say, "Now where are they? Would not want show me here they been." Asher. Psalm 66. Somebody can read verse 9. When you tell America for much of the money time, Ghana and cafe near the same come. It is a high emu eight and crow, huh? What are you crashing, Kwamu? Well, my and I am waiting, huh? Now, woo, woo, young couple. Wouldn't I walk carry out one nanny and said, yeah, one nanny cobre. See, hey. A man I'm what I'm hano. Obiyan hene kum. No obiyan hene aso. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go shopping with the women, that's one of the most annoying things. When you have finished everything, you go to the counter. And they say, "Oh, darling, please, please. 1 minute." They never finish. Why? Because they see something shiny at the corner there. It is an earring. Amen. When they have taken time to take all the big things, it is now that some earring at the corner is announcing itself. Why? It's shiny. Ladies and gentlemen, you know something? Say two free form near the chewa won't ye. If you say it is a boo, tun 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 tan 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 tan. Ne ye 2 year, na ni wura na fa. Na wa soja, na wa dia sim, na e boni kem. Oh, my Father. Oh, why have you forsaken me? Bible say, yes, you are sin, you are so. Now, what see, I must say, echa. Attain our power, man. Now, ni papa catch that, no, say, me empower, ye. Me do be jina baby. Now, say, jina piano. I just say, oh, father, oh, femino. Now, we attain, now, we nam. And son, I'm the word jina piano. Or of what would see me? If you are going through pain and sorrow, God has not forsaken you. God has not rejected you. The word of God says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." When you say me now, I'm in power. Delay is not denial. So when you me a child, na on power. And I pray myself much as you. Any power else I want to say, anti-mercy, you're a chianica. I am true. You're a chianica. Name of Osiusio. Oh, you, ye. Oh, Pejao. Now obey you up here. Or do free a man anymore. Any power so strong. If you say, hey, David said, "One na name it said you were nane sikate jete. Na ebo ni su na ni raka che ni say, you know what? You are going through a value addition process. Na ebo no eye din we janu wie ni yeyi ni pia. Na ye de ne ko store. Na ma me bi ni ne kunu ba." There are many of you are, and say the Musi Sawa, sorry for you, Nipa has a much demo, but they don't know what you have gone through. Wamu nim de wa femo, Sakomunim de wa femoa, and can they will leave you alone to row here? Wamunim de wa femoa, and can they will allow you to row on the floor? Wunim de wa femoa. David says, "So nipi bintia, there is a cause for jubilation, there is a cause for your dancing, chira uchira hunina, there is a cause for it, because what for gemma, what for shima, what for Amena, oh, who amena David said, oh, for the soon for a fidiano, a bubble of Fremenimo, Mekira, a Tanya Fidiano, and a permission come to us, a Radim Bubu Satan, a Kodia Piara, Papa. Why, as you say, who am I? Why, as you say, Ariama, may you jump and pass when you miss some petal, when you know what in petal, be delivered from the snare, the plan of the enemy. Onyame ye oyie. Mesi onyame oyie oyie. David said, "O dia, o to aso wa wo kofia na wa kan. O se, na wo dia de so adom pen so am. Wo de me to asawu mu. He? There are times you wake up, your nice car will not start. Eya, me mane how? Because God is restraining you. He is restricting your movement that day. Because he wants to save you from an accident. He wants to save you from something the devil has planned. Nothing happens in my life by chance. David said, you restricted my movement. You caused men to ride over my head. And David said,
those who are taking you for granted, those who have rejected you, they are the same people who will celebrate you tomorrow. They are the same people who will serve you tomorrow. I release greatness upon you. I release the prophetic power upon you. Eradim Pejao, Empowensi Jinabia, Onunya Mewasushe, I prophesy, you will not be the same. Your life will not be the same. You will be at the levels where God wants you to be.
Mama, any petty out soa, be still. And you be emed, or say, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am your God. I'll be still and know that I'm your God. Be still and know that I'm your God. And you defend your Hawaii. Let me tell you a funny thing that happened to me in Kumasi. One day, Bantama went to the metro station. I was going to drop our last born to school. Now, I have an inchenchema car. The car is very, very inchenchema. Very old, yes. Mama, when you nipa? Chenchema no binu muntiasi. And I love that car. You can touch all my SUVs, but that car, don't. I have warned my wife. After that car, don't touch. There was a couple that had married for 25 years, no child. And when I was praying with them, they bought that car for me. And 6 months later, the Lord gave them a seed of the womb, twins. So my spirit is in that car. My father has even warned me not to sell that car. Amen. And there are some of you who will be aware that yes, now you underrate the person. Yeah. One more thing when China was them handling. So we need the China. The ready be you will be a groom ha. And Kaoba sorry and Kaoba Kaseni Pam. So we need the China. The ready you will be a. And Kaoba Jai when you are umri muna na ba wati when you are mobi. Ochina ube hudi otun chena ferre. And then I went spraying a home. Ochina ube ferre no. And then I went sempa wapapa. Ochina ube ferre no. And then an intumanya femisi. Afise ne ube huna ferre no. Na me drew baby. Na me kope parking. Na ja me kore verse. Abaya kitu ebi. Diem te yan. Hey! Bra we jimiana. Wuhu e chiana. So forth is em me. It sounds like I'm trying to solve a problem. Shed your bias, I am. I've been telling people, when you insult people in the street, when you insult people elsewhere, you don't know. You may not know who they are. They may be the head of all the occults in the world, and they can end your destiny one day. Let me jina hona me se me kopane cho se ma se ma se. Free me shoko. Na papa bi gina ho asem ne ye na homete eno se me pakke oni fie no hwe ka no mame na mpakke ye wie na me ko 6 months later ajuma bi wo Ghana na omo be fa nipa eja I was invited to be one of the interview panel members and I was late, so when I was entering the conference room The people who had applied for the job, they had lined up. I spotted this lady. I said, I know you somewhere. Then I wouldn't remember. So I went inside. While the interview was going on, yeah, I can't imagine. Well, I was trying to remember where I know the lady. Because you know Ghana, it is whom you know. So if I know her, then it means I will push for her.
Then I remembered.
And when she came in, I said, lady, how are you? She said, I'm fine. Do you know me? She said, no. And I said, do you live around Bantamankwa? I said, oh, yes. I said, have you worked in the area before? Oh, when I finished school, my sister does space to space by the roadside. So I used to sit here, help her, that kind of thing. I'm so nice.
Do you remember? 6 months ago, a foolish man
drove into your chair. And she started crying. Ladies and gentlemen, David is here, Rade. There are some people in your church, you cannot talk to your pastor the way you have been doing. There are some of you are saying, yeah, apostle, and your deacon, you cannot say the things you have been saying. There are some of you, and yet trust a man, your elder, you don't go close to him to even say the kind of nonsense you have been saying. But David said, Lord, you caused men to ride over our head. Why? Because the people will be our servants, so they need to know our height, so that someday when they come low, they will know how to serve us. You do what a man how. Don't retaliate. Don't fight back. If you say one day, I told the panel members, gentlemen, if you have any favor for me, give the job to this lady. At least I know she will preach this message all over the world. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, David said, Some of you don't know that God can burden you. No, when you am burden one, no, offer say mo amaso aneso abre mo mbra me nchanya. Who will come? Who will come? Who will come? Now I prepare a message, be calm. And I realize that that is the word that Nyamia can more in scripture. Come. Come. Say Nyamia and Suawa this wa. When Yami chemistry lab now say, Mua Masuan this wa bre, Mumbra na minya titration and mamono. Why ne beba? What's the word they are this wa don't pay? What's he saying? One more that's any at yet ya yet so ya for a jack and in sumo it is a sisi yahubida the end you know so yahubida not the chat one would the map here bea and the pa el busro many at ye messi ayari energy and rather do the peer babia and the pa el busro amani energy and the pa eba community and the power after the failure, after the disappointment, after the delay, when you made your power beer and the power booster, the Lord is bringing you to a place of abundance, a place of multiplication, a place of fulfillment, a place of enlargement, a place of fruitfulness, a place of increase, a place of joy. May it be your portion in the name of Jesus. On your foot, you hear you, oh, I know, pay what now, so many. Yes, unya unkata meshi unya medio baba bia ne pa abuso watna sia unya wadia ewari do baba bia ne pa abuso watna wa unya ba ewari do baba bia ne pa abuso ebebuso wo yesu ne mo. What a scripture. Ebebuso. Amen. Wana number na meneme ka menemo ka ma mi bia na menene bo mpa. I met this woman. She called me on radio when she was 40 years. And when she came, she said, Pastor, I have served God since I was born. and 40 years I am a virgin. No man has proposed to me before. 40 years. And I played with a woman for 6 years. Nothing. Ne duro baby, as a pastor, when I pick phone and my friend and me abon paya, I think twice. Nanso, echa, nensei. 47th year, she called me and said, Pastor, Papa Bia Baso Babare. I said, Mommy, go and tell your pastor that this marriage does not need protocol. If the man is ready tomorrow, let's call all church members on phone. He shouts. Some of you don't understand the way pastors we do things. Sometimes you think, yeah. Your case is different from the woman's case. Your case is different from that sister's case. The revelation we have seen about you is different from what we have seen about this woman. It may be the same thing, but we'll handle it differently because we have seen different things. Because a juma will be anywhere. Se me da su ye adwuma na me ye before am be di software na no me ka chere mo ha by now ka me gibe I think 8000 to 10000 euros in Ghana. Amen. In Ghana. Amen. Na say di obi ka o chrom no, the one I tell to come will come, the one I tell to go will go. Command authority. But here we are, and they say all kinds of things. If your wife eats, they say he's eating too much. If your wife is lean, they will say it's of mommy baby. If you do, you are this, they say, hey. Amen. And yeah, easy. Who preaching pious? Hey, stop where you teach him to do. At the phone book also and an idiot day. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
David said, one man the power boys. But the master be very enter. Bible say, yes, you say, a nipper me and coffee. Suddenly storms came. Now storm nearby. The reason why I was reading this scripture to you, and I say, when the storm comes, it will hit the righteous. It will hit the sinner. It will hit the pastor. It will hit the church member. The Bible said the storm visited the wise man and it visited the foolish man. Into one man age radia Samson or Tino ko hit one. Now and it is someone say there are some people who are grounded on the word and they have decided, say they are not moved by what they see, they are not moved by what they hear. They are not moved by what they feel. They are not moved by the Obama economy. They are not moved by the Mohammed economy. But they are not moved by their husband. Their husband will insult them, still they will sing praises. Their husband will slap them, still they will worship. The man will jino and so still obesui eradiye. The relationship will be broken. He will be disappointed. But still they will lift up their hands and say, God is God. The Bible said, those that were grounded on the word, the storm came, but the storm could not move them. I am not surprised why some of you mujidie ejina oda ukuni dawson. There are some of you are in church because of the guy who wants to marry you. There are some of you are in church because of something, and when that thing is taken away, your faith is stolen. But this morning God said he is looking for people. I'm not moved by what they say. I'm not moved by their hunger. Even though my paycheck was taken away from me, God is still God. Food or no food, they will say God is God. Our or no our, they will say God is God. Sorry,
Onyame susa wo mo a wo mutidie gina na sem so onyame susa wo mo a wo mpe empe abaso bodie e wa asori demo eh ya ye bia nanso ye de ye moya baso onyankopo asem se meja owo suru no obehu wonnyuma na obetua wo ka emani panyina eho. I cannot pay you, your pastor cannot pay you, your elder cannot pay you, but trust them se mikura maketia meba me di brew biara enye said ye so far recommended and your position okura and you need ya ye dia mano nemo me de mano said ye na ketia etia asa for baby a ketia and su change so for dear if you say when ya minima commemo asa for baby a ketia and su change elder dear. There is no elder in heaven, there is no pastor in heaven, there is no bishop in heaven, but we are heirs of the Father, we are heirs of the kingdom of the said you would never sit here. Mention nipa. Don't fight for position. Nemom Shasa, you can function in your season.
Now Bible said, Mommy Paul. Bible said, the last group no. Yeah. Mumu bin Tias here say, Mami. Now what are you problems womb? And so any crumba sorry. Hallelujah was sorrow. Ha! If you say, Awadi no dear dinano, a jino bo time be so. Konkon sam bawa de no jina. E ni baba ki can sem. No oma kun. Omu ria, ne nyamia sema ye juma. Nanso awari bi wo nyina Kristo so. Enti no. 2 weeks na akasakasa baaye na ejija. Odofu e, if you are grounded on the word, bibia ntimi new free asem no. Nemu mse wen nyina urade asem so a, little things can take you away from the faith. Bible say, omu a, omu si omu dan e wa anwe mu no. Asrochi ne boye no, ye hwe omu aso de ma ye hu omu. Sofo, adeba come who as of the omu say as a fumano, omugu a hodo. Ye was a fumabi o ha. Sofo bet me a hewanim. Na ojinahano who say misbehave at you and what ya. Ante mercy, jade oya no mammy preachy. Na ye pon an ant mercy aba. Oh, pastor, and let you hear me here. Na pastor, ante mercy, upasa. Oye, okay. Asa for baby o ha. Antiajua yedi
me Bible way.
So for casting the tipe enemy. When in federal medu asori we. Enu nti na mumu bi oha ye nka mase mesi esuro mu. Na chiro se me se dia onyame do won no twen aso. Day that God loves, he disciplines. It was so only encounter someone, but the love of God on you is questionable. The Bible says, "One more in your sermon, be beat me, you move as a funu may ye. Funko be a young one cassan who ye, a unifia sorin. Me tibia, nihunibem, a unifia sorin. Position, I see ye as a son of keke. Wa brengin a home no konungu kaye yi se yaji na juma ntia ne mo fama sori nyem asori nkwa ne de ko heaven adofu no me anope me mpa bo ne se may the Lord establish you on his word. Amen. Me baba na me kan se mbi kire me yire ejuma ayeye se urade amfre wa untimi nye if he say. But some of us, I can tell you, the man of Christ is enough. And no crutch has rotten a bony as a funny, you know. Hello? Most of one, come here, Mecca. Say more, and you may have more to me, Anthony. Say more, and come, Mecca, Media Mecca. But some of us, what can you? Me, you man. Between me, the Mayor Cogina Poku trading, more name Kumas, man, how? A whole Sikafor supermarket. Say I'm a friend of groceries. Now, you load in your man, no, besides, and I'm a shop, no way, we fee. Fidibom, Mitmiko, Tonyama, 3,000. Nego come. You could ask a Christian. Amen.
Now, and there, you better soft.
Almost assume one image now.
May Shasa set green back or tough form.
Memo Mafa. Amen.
Babia, soft. Babia, Mahuti at a bee. It will be asked.
Mahuti at a bee, a ho, and a pep student operation. Winning pep student. I have more friends say, made a much of them. A pep student, one year, didn't you? Obicuta close up, say a pep student. Hello?
Obi, no milo cross me, no tea, as you are. Wobeko CS Mission House, a honey theater, toothpaste, yeah, no surgery. Asa, a bini hona yam pemu and he, my mini yam, dear woman. That day, no one to chew almost.
Mummies are soft non control.
A honey, yanin, and yankra and our buttons, goose. My call was here and the higher, and there and the higher. My call need the other was here. And the other thing is deliverance. A Juma way, so when you not trust him, so I'm to mean it. Amen.
Now, say, being crophobia of Florida, no better, my car, sorry, you are. But I'm a nice guy, and I'm a German name. Hey, let the court office. Yes,
a crono, I saw it 2 years. No, Dimus come, Coheno.
I'm buying, I'm saying, Mom, you're correct.
When I was working, Munim Karamidem, the church members must change and allow God to bless them. Yeah,
we are grounded on the word and nothing can move us. Me baby na bronzama da Roma. Me drew a cram for my former office. Na me letter da ho. I have an appointment with the UN. And on probation for 3 months, I was going to take $8,000 a month. My office, my house, Geneva. My children and my wife's entitlements. And that's a good one. But when you are grounded on the word, we have told God, say,
microphone. Microphone and insults. Microphone plus gossips.
Bible says, we need a seminal soa. And from another, a bebo. Obi aka, ube dinechi. But don't we genuine sermon or son? You bet you be who feel it, but you be buy a negus. Christo Mwau. Na a sorry a woo bay. And to suddy do a woo tea. A for ya woo boy. Dear woo yenina. And number one may pay we are so say. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. The shouting is all about you. The tight is all about you. A castle and come into your title, da. But it's all about you. Would you deny Christ as Samson? Ne radia beto se aqua pa afna pan or kofua, or senaka to your friend. So original or nice. Page on Sunday for.